Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's how Bahle says bye. Coming back tomorrow morning. We trust the Father is doing a good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Welcome to it, man. And of course, I just need to start it this way. Let me start it this way. It's a Sunday, come on. El Dibaj, heart, mind and soul. Of course, 657 medium wave radio pulpit. There we go.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Sibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, and of course, together right through up to the hour 7. And of course, I should say to you, let's just enjoy this so much. And much of the times, you know, we don't give ourselves that amount of time. We don't give ourselves that amount of time. And we miss out, you know, we miss out. Let's praise a bit. In a way that everybody understands. This is how the show goes, man. We don't want to startle you with words, but at least that each and everyone could hear what we are talking about. Savior, Lord and King.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Beautiful song there. The music of the Singletons, man. Reminding me a bit of Shalama, you know. Yeah, or Odyssey. Those groups in those days, man. I was just a small boy when they were operating. Or when they were, you know, about to finish their careers. But, you know. Yeah, those times. Anyway, let me welcome our guest. I can't get through to Ujablan. I don't know why. Let me get through to our guests. We have Usipopolo Sikatebe. Bungan.
Nisapila kwa tumfunisu rai lukode.
Siapila kunjan gota lapo putwam.
Wasbonga. Sibingele labalele makaya. Sibingele lufunisu mota. Ujablan indo tebe isemshatweni isha.
Oh, teswa yanga tulagali. Oh, usemshatweni ya man. Hey.
Nombabu Kenan.
I am super. Let me welcome Mfundisi Motha on the line. Muruti, greetings.
Shalom, my brother. Greetings to you too. Thank you for doing well.
The Father is good, sir. My good sir. The Father is good.
No, we thank God once again tonight and greetings to Mpue to La Payana, end of his kingdom. I would act as if I did not hear what he said. I greet him in the most powerful name of our Lord Yeshua Hamashiach. The grace of God, my brother, has kept us thus far.
It's amazing ukuthi much of the times, you know, we become those kinds of people who basically are caught up in things, you know. We are caught up in things. Caught up in things. Ujabulani bathu semshadweni. Hey.
Oh, is that the name in the...
Yeah, no, hey. When in Dr. Mayem Shatin, we should take him Shatin Mara. I want Papa Senya Minga,
yes,
yeah. I was in Yamarachi in Tangatisha Alabant Abanding M. Shatin.
I'm asking when I put him Talamoba, telling him of Bella.
Yeah, no, I in Yama, no, Yankomo, Nakona, Ebu, I can't kick cool. Ever. You know, ngizithandela net mina ukuzihlalela njengamnandi kube mnandi kube nje yaya uyabona kube mnandi kube nje yaya kungabe ngenyindlela engenyindlela kodwa kube mnandi kube nje yaya. Okay, no problem. Sebong, you know, I want to say those who still want to say we want to give towards the radio station, Ngevijothon, please continue to do so. It's 37871. You start with the name Give. It's 0826572729. You also start with the name Give. Continue. And the Father, may the Father really do you good. May the Father do you good and grace you even far much more. Abundantly. All right. Now, I want to speak on the issue of our light. We have a light. Our light. I want to speak about that. You know, the notion of our light. What is it even all about? When we speak about our light, what are we referring to? And much of the times we become those kinds of people who basically maybe overlook this. You know, or take this for granted at some stage. But we are talking about our light, what our light is all about, what our light entails, and all that. And we basically are looking into the very aspect of saying, what is our light even all about? It's important to look into that. As believers, what is our light even all about? And if Tina Sitisimukanya Sishuktin, when we say we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, what do we imply? How do I stay being lit, being the light? You know, and how do I lose my light? You know, that thing can also be spoken of. But what does the word speak with regards to the light? The spiritual light which is reflected from believers. In Judges chapter 5 verses 31 it says, "Thus let all your enemies perish, O Elohim, but let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength." So the land had rest for 40 years. Our light is the brightness of the kingdom of the Father. It means his knowledge, his revelations, his insights, his wisdom, his laws, his statutes, his reputation, and then also the life and the conduct that we find ourselves in reflects him, the reflection of the Father of Christ. And as a result of that, when the world sees that, they be at peace. It is the light in our lives that conquers all forms of darkness in the world, which means all forms of evil. In whatever way they come, we have this light within us that conquers it. Check it out. Let me read it again. Judges 5:31. Thus let all your enemies perish, O Elohim. But let those who love him be like the sun when it comes out in full strength. You know, when the sun comes out in full strength, all darkness runs away. Now, there is something that I have learned. I went on to a run at some stage. And then when I was running, because it's cold and there's frost on the grasses when you run, there's grass on the pavement at times, and it's very cold. And then when you run and the sun starts to come up, and I made a difference of this. I was running 4:30 in the morning, 4:20 in the morning, and it's frosty. And then I was running on a weekend. And when I was running on a weekend, I got out of the house 6 o'clock. The sun is coming up because it's winter. And the place is horribly cold. The streets are horribly cold. You freeze even when you're wearing gloves. And then when you wear black colors, check it out. When you wear black colors, when the sun comes up, you become the most happy person. Because the heat of the sun catches the black color so quickly that you can end up taking off your tracksuit, your top of the tracksuit. I don't know if Niki naibona leyo nto madoda ukuthi ebusika fanele ugcoke impahla ezimnyama ngoba ilanga maliphuma libamba lobumnyama lo liyabushisa hayi kancane kakhulu. I don't know, ngibona abanye bagcoka red, angazi kwenze njani. But I'm just saying to you, because it says when the sun comes out in full strength, we are like that heat that penetrates and burns the darkness. We are like that heat. Our light is like that heat that penetrates and burns every dark area of wickedness in the world. And we should never look down on that, because that's how it is. That's how it works. That's how it should be. That's how our light should be. It's not just ukuthi yabonakala umzalwane ngoba uyenze iPEM or iSKL and then ugcoke ibrukeling pintsha necathile ezibukhali. No. Oh, uphathe iBhayibheli ugcoke ithayi uyacula njalo laphayana udlala ikeyboard. No. Or uyacula or wenzani urenzani or artist. No. It is about the light of the Father shining through you. And that is what is important. And I think at times we miss out on this. I think so. I think at times we miss out on this. And that's why we have a problem. We miss out on this. We miss out on dawning as the light. Because each and every time, wherever we are, our light comes in full strength. Ish. Yeah. Let me just repeat those words. Full strength. Our light comes in full strength. And everything that is not of the Father moves off. Yeah. Isaiah 60 verses 3 says, the Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Our light attracts people. Our light is Christ, by the way. Our light is the presence of the Most High. And our light wins souls. It is the means of the Father, the shining of the Father upon us, that wins souls. So if we don't shine right, we are not winning souls. Basically, we are actually repelling souls. But when we shine right, we are winning souls. And it's important that each and every one of us knows that we have been called to win souls, chosen to save the lost, win souls. Kamulika. You're called to win souls, left, right, and center. And that is what we should be about. And check it out on Isaiah 62 verses 1. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth like brightness. This is the vow of the Father. And he says, He will not rest until our righteousness goes forth like a brightness, and salvation as the lamp that burns. Our light is also salvation, the salvation that burns. It should be like that. It should be looked into like that. It can be looked into in another way. It should be looked into like that. The light that is our righteousness, which is the righteousness of the Father, shines forth, brings a brightness, and brings salvation to multitudes. The lost become saved. That's what we're talking about, man.
The future of sharing the gospel is here. Online listening is growing rapidly, and Radio Pulpit is ready with two brand new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele. Your support can make it happen. Help us acquire cutting-edge equipment, visit your community with outside broadcast vehicles, and share the gospel worldwide. Partner with us today to reach our target of 3 million rand. SMS give and your amount to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Together, we're touching lives everywhere.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout, man, up to the hour 7. Sunday Live, the name of the show, hanging out with Sipho Paulose and Umfundisi Demko Mota. We are touching base on this, the issue of our light. Our light. What is our light even all about? Let me start with you, Umfundisi Mota. What is our light even all about, sir?
Thank you so much. We thank the Father. What a powerful topic indeed. I must say this, it actually reminds us of our responsibility and our role to demonstrate the love of Christ, to bring people unto Christ. Because our light, when it shines correctly, you know, people should be come to Christ, not to us. So when we're speaking of our light in Fundis, we are talking of the spiritual illumination or spiritual light that will give guidance, and also that represents the presence of God in our life. In other words, the Word of God says that He is the light. So therefore, if we are in Him, then we cannot ugobasi hambe obumnyameni. The Word of God says that we are the children of the light. So when we talk about our light in Mfundisi, we are talking about us going and shining, you know, like a master light. You know, the light electoral Apollo. Ngakhula libizwa kanjalo mina ku Apollo.
Apollo gas.
Yes, Apollo gas Mfundisi. Uma ukhanya, ukhanyela wonke umuntu okhona kuleyo area, kuleyo community.
Mm.
It does not just shine for certain people.
Mm.
It shines for everybody.
Yeah.
So if we regard ourselves as light, so therefore it means we should shine for everybody. Without, you know, ukubheka ukuthi this person ukhonza kuphi, because it is not about ukukhonza kuphi, it's not about your religion. But what is important ukuthi uNkulunkulu Christ uJesu ma uNkulunkulu emthumela, wamthumela ukuthi makazofela izwe lonke so that everybody can be saved. So if Tina, we have received the grace of salvation, and now we are saying we are in the light, so we need to shine. How are we going to shine? Our shining is to demonstrate the love of God. Our shining is, you know, so people should be able to see umusa nothando kaNkulunkulu through our conduct, through how we speak, how we conduct ourselves.
Mm.
So it is of great importance, Mfundisi, that we talk about this thing so that we can be able to understand. But the moment you call yourself a child of God,
yeah,
or the moment you say you are born again, you mentioned it earlier. You said we are called ukuba silethe ukukhanya. In other words, every believer, every child of God
is called to influence others and to shine so that even those who are in the dark can be able to see the sight. Because the word of God says that whosoever lives in sin or dwells in sin or continue to do sin is living in the darkness. And there is nothing else, Mfundisi, that can chase away darkness except for a light, because darkness can never drive out darkness. I was listening earlier when you were talking about the sun coming with the strength in the black attire that you are wearing. So it means, uma ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu, uma ungena, makubonakale the light that is in you, because you need to understand ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we possess this light that has been given to us, because Christ himself, the word of God says, when he came to the world, when he came to his own, or the darkness could not overcome him or did not comprehend him, but he was the light. So therefore, if Christ lives in me, then it means there is a light. So the light of Christ should be able ukuthi nobani akhone kulibona. But how are they going to see it? What are the characters of Christ? Christ is so loving, you know, he's so merciful, he's so compassionate to other people, he's willing to assist and to help other people. So if you will stand up there and be able to help and to able to love everybody, you know, we are phambi kukaNkulunkulu siyafana, uNkulunkulu bathanda bonke abantu, but the only thing into engayithanda uNkulunkulu yisono. But now tina as the light, we should be able ukuba we share and we bring the love of God to the people so that the people can be able to see the light and come to Christ. In closing, my brother, I want to quote from the book of Philippians, chapter number 2, verse number 15, where it says, we should become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of the crooked and perverse generation, among whom we should shine as lights in the world. In other words, in this order, you know, you cannot be saying that you are in light, but you are still living in darkness. What do I mean when I say you are living in darkness? You are still doing umsebenzi obumnyama. You say usenza umsebenzi wokungakholwa. The word of God says that we should be blameless. What does it mean? We should have no spot. UNkulunkulu wathi kaAbraham, walk before me blamelessly. So we should be have no fault, but sibe ngabantu abazoshina so that we can be able ukuthi lithi iBhayibheli ukukhanya okunjani okuthathwa kubekwa ngaphansi kwetafula, because we are the light of the world. The word of God says that we should shine in the world. Who is the world? The world is those who do not believe, who still abangakambuleleki is salvation. But by the grace of God, that wena as umntwana kaNkulunkulu, we have received and we have received this revelation of grace and you have accepted Jesus Christ. So it is now your responsibility and your duty that you should represent him as the ambassador so that everybody can come into the kingdom of light. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. I really appreciate it, sir. We are talking about our light and as a means of winning souls. You know, here we're talking many things, but very, very less about winning souls. And this troubles me a lot, that we may talk about all these things, but not about the salvation of souls.
At Radio Pulpit, we believe the good news should touch every heart in their own language. That's why we're proud to broadcast in 9 of South Africa's 11 official languages, ensuring no one is left out. And with the launch of 2 new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Jikelele, we're reaching even more people. Help us bring hope and faith closer to home. SMS GIVE and your amount to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Together, we can take the gospel further.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, 657 Media Moive Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are this evening throughout up to the hour 7. We are together. Remember, if you say, I still want to give to Radio Pulpit, you are free to do so. SMS the number 37871. You start with the name Give, or on the WhatsApp, it's 0826572729. Start with the name Give there. Otherwise, the topic tonight is we being the light. What is our light even all about? What is our light even all about? We're looking into the word with regards to that. Now, Sipo, it says, Isaiah 60, verses 3, the Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Now, I spoke about that one, Umfunismota Kulmengai, where when the light comes, it comes with force. If you're wearing dark clothes, like a black shirt, like now I'm wearing a black sweater, if the light of the sun can come, you will feel the burn in your clothes. You will feel that burn. You will feel it. Now, I also want to bring this one. This is amazing also. It says in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 3, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Now, if you look at nature, it's amazing. When the sun rises, you will see all the plants look into the sun. And when the sun goes down, it's like they're dying, they look down. If you know a sunflower, yeah, the sunflower, Sipho, Maricona is down there. Yeah. Yes. I'm a sonor bloom. I'm nandi futhi. And you know, ilanga malvela solid. Now I apagama apege langin. Ajiga nalo the whole time. Do you know ukuthi namaqabunga wehlahla enza njalo? Ayajika nawo kanjalo. And even flowers do that. In my house, I have this flower that I had put next to the other bedroom because there's a window there. And then I decided, no man, I must take it back to where it was before. But I made it face the opposite direction. I put it in the direction of the other room. And then the sun was now opposite the flower. Do you know, bit by bit, the leaves started to turn. And those leaves that were not turning were dying. The leaves started to turn and to look into the sun. Just like the word says, and the Gentiles shall rush into the brightness of your light. It says, the Gentiles shall come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. Our light is designed, and the Father has put it in us in such a way, he has put this light in us in such a way that when people look at us, they are attracted to Christ. They are attracted to the Messiah, Yahusha HaMashiach. In other words, our light should shine so correctly. And when our light shines so correctly, everything else will turn to the Father, to Christ in us. Isn't it amazing, Sipho?
That's very true indeed. And what a topic today, Mfundis. And we thank God for this golden opportunity, definitely, to be in this show just for 2 hours. Then just
hallelujah.
To speak about God's word. And it's amazing, Mfundis, in the business, easy world, but to become busy with the things of God. And we appreciate for the opportunity to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit to salute them just by tuning on this channel to read. I mean, Ngezi kaNkulunkulu. Tumfundise ukuthi our light and our shining is our light. Njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ngithande nje the way in which you introduce the topic of Isaiah 60, verse 3, verse 1. And it shows Mfundisi ukuthi this thing is all about our behavior and our character, the way we interact with people, the way we impact the world. Remember, if ilanga lingahamba nje usuku lonke lingaphumi, there will be no movement. In other words, there won't be anything. You cannot even see to each other. So ukuphuma kwelanga, it's a sign of hope. At the same time, uJesu uthe, he is the light of the world. Abesithi, those who follow him shall not walk in darkness, but will walk in the light. In other words, as the children of the light, we are following Christ, who is our source. In other words, he is our light. And remember,
the visibility of the light. In other words, in the light, you could see things. And there are things that the light can do. Number one, a light drives away darkness. When you enter into a room that is dark, then you put on the light, automatically darkness runs away. In other words, where there are children of God, they must dominate. In other words, they must also take the position of being the light, then we occupy until Christ comes. And that is why when Jesus says, go to chapter 5, verse 40, we are the light of the world. In other words, muzo wakendabeni omesitege. In other words, where we are, we need not even to be more. Simply just need one light in a room. Then it will be brighter the whole room. The same applies, we shine at the corner where we are. In other words, as a child of God, Namla Isameton, I must shine my light so that people might see Christ in me. In other words, Christ being the source of what I am. In other words, when I have got this light that I have, it drives away darkness. I cannot claim that I'm the chain of light, whereas I've got the things of darkness in me, hatred, unforgiveness. All those are the dark things that should not be available in my life. In other words, when I'm in the light, there must be no darkness in me. And number two, what I love about the light is an energy. Remember, sir, from this call, what to our energy is an ability. I mean, it's energy, it's an ability to do things. In other words, having Christ being our light, we are able to do things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Yeah.
In other words, Jesus Christ, he's our energy. He's our source. In other words, when people, they see the righteousness of God in me, it is because Christ was made a sin so that I become the righteousness of God. In other words, the energy, the ability to do things. When Abanpati Sipo Ukona Ganyan, it is because of Christ, the light that is in me. In other words, he's a source. Number three, the light in fullness that we are, it must reveal. Again, there are sometimes in fullness in Gorim Pasha, Engolil, but when the light comes in, it reveals what I see Paul Engolil. Exactly. So when we are in this light, when we are in God, everything that is in darkness, that was in us, it's been revealed by the truth that we had. So I've spoken the truth in you, and that truth shall set us free. In other words, that truth, it reveals lastly, he lied in front of it. In other words, it's got no nepotism, no favoritism. In other words, akumelanga sithethe abantu ukuthi lo uyasebenza lo akasebenzi lo ufundile akafundanga. No, when we are in this light, it's impartial. From the other way, asikhethi ubuso bamuntu. Ingakho uJesu akukhanya ukukhanya kwenu phambi kwabantu babone imisebenzini emihle badumise uNkulunkulu. And in other words, when you are talking about our light, you're talking about our behavioral pattern. In other words, the way we impact people, the way we associate with people, that is very important. As young abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, let the character that we had reflect Christ. Let the mind that is in Christ be in us. Let us treat people the way kwangathi uJesu bokumele simtreate ngayo. Ingakho lithi iBhayibheli, we should sivelishe abanye abantu more than ourselves. Siba honorish more than as we want us, I mean, others to. Ukuthi basithithe ngendlela enjalo. Ingakho kubalulekile ukuthi sibe abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, sibe nalokukhanya connected to Christ.
Yes.
Elifunda leli verse eliku Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 uthi, everyone who has been wise will shine as bright as the sky above.
Hey.
And everyone who has led others to please God will shine forever like stars. Ingakho la kuyabonakala mfundisi ukuthi as children of the light, we will also draw other people to God or to Christ because of the light that is shining from us. Ingakho indlela esiphila ngayo nabantu ake siqaphele mfundisi ngoba yiyo engadonsela abantu ekukhanyeni.
Yeah.
Siphila ukukhanya. But if siphile kumnyameni, izobenza abantu bathi uma ngangena uSipho esihogweni mina ezulwini nekhini ngiyongena ngigijima because bebona indlela engiphila ngayo ayimkhombisa uChrist. Let our light shine to people and let people glorify God in the manner in which we treat ourselves, especially our character.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sipho. I really appreciate. To the King above all else, who giving glory, majesty, and honor, there's none like him in our lives. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. We're talking about our light. What is our light even all about? I'm just going to read scriptures that would be showing what our light is even all about. And, of course, you can share yours so that we learn. Iron sharpens iron. We learn from each other as to what your light does, you know, and what's the purpose of your light, you know. Is it that you should just have a Christian status, or is it that there is a particular purpose that the Father has nominated with regards to you? We're talking about that. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. Now, Mfundisi Mota, in Zechariah chapter 4, verses 2, it says, "And he said to me, 'What do you see?' So I said, 'I am looking, and there's a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it, and on that seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps.'" Hallelujah. Now, our light is connected to the main source, which is Christ. He makes us lights. We're like those lamps on the lampstand. We're like branches on the vine. And we shine just like branches are giving fruit. And the fruit and the leaves that we bear are for the healing of the nations. Not for us. Not for us to make careers out of them. But for the healing of the nations. Edification of the saints, the nourishing of the saints, spiritual food for the saints. This light is also to disseminate information, to give the information of the Father to the nations, for the healing of the nations, for the growth of the nations, for the wisdom of the nations. Mfundisi Mota, what do you say on that?
Mfundisi, that is very much true, my brother. And I can attest, Uguti, we can never be able to shine without being abide in Christ. Hence he said that abide in me and I in you, because apart from me, you can do nothing. In other words, Mfundisi, for us to be able to shine like the lamp stamp, which is gold, there it talks about the holiness and the divine nature and the holiness of Christ himself, that we should be actually like him, because in him there is no darkness at all. That's what James says in the book of James, chapter number 1. He says that for he is the father of light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So therefore, Nati, it is expected and it is required, Uguti, as we are saying that we are in Christ the Messiah, so we should be like him. Hence Paul says, "Let the mind which was in Christ also be in you." And Christ, he came and shined. He always said that I am the light of the world. So therefore, as he commissioned, you know, after he has resurrected, he commissioned his disciples, of whom today we are standing in this very same faith through their preaching. He commissioned them in the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, verse number 19, where he says, "Therefore, go and preach the good news." Ngamanye amagama wathi mabahambe bashumayele in evangeli. "Go and therefore make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands that I have given unto you." So therefore, how do we shine? We have been given the commission. We have been given this mandate that we should go and preach to all nations, not only to your family, not only to the people that you know, but to every soul that is out there. so that they can be able to receive Christ, because Christ, he is our light. And when we are in him, we can never be in darkness, because, you know, the darkness could not even stand him. So therefore, we need to be able to demonstrate what? The light of Christ. He is not here. He has risen. He ascended to heaven, and he has given us this mission. That is why the word of God says that we are now the ambassador. So what is an ambassador? Ambassador is somebody that represents the country that is sending to another country. So we are here on earth. We don't belong to this world, but we are the ambassadors while we are still here on this world, so that abantu kuNkulunkulu. Ngokungalisho kanjalo iBhayibheli lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu uthi ngokungathi uNkulunkulu unxusa ngathi ukuthi siyanxusela uKristu. We are speaking the gospel of Christ. Hence the Bible says that go to all houses, go and preach, go and bring the good tidings, the good news. Knock on the doors, those who open for you, give them and minister and preach the gospel of Christ, so that people may be saved. You know, it is not about us. And then that's the end of it. No, Christ said, you shall be, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power so that you can go and preach the gospel. That is the book of Acts, chapter number 1, verse 8. It says, when the Spirit has come upon you, you shall be my witnesses. You shall be witnesses to me. In other words, go and tell people about me. Go and tell them that I have died for them. Go and tell them that their sins are forgiven. Go and tell them that they are healed. So that is a message that we are actually being given. Not to say ukuthi fale sidume noma saziwe, but what is important ukuthi how many souls are we bringing to Christ? Because that is our mandate and the task that we've been given, my brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this matter. And touching base on the very issue and aspect of what is implied by our light. When we speak of our light, what do we mean? And what should be known with regards to this? What are the things that we need to be careful of or constantly keep in mind? What are those things that you can say, this is how our light should be? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is our light even all about?
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The future of sharing the gospel is here. Online listening is growing rapidly, and Radio Pulpit is ready with two brand new online stations, Radio Kansel Hartklank and Radio Pulpit Tigelele. Your support can make it happen. Help us acquire cutting-edge equipment, visit your community with outside broadcast vehicles, and share the gospel worldwide. Partner with us today to reach our target of 3 million rand. SMS give and your amount to 37871 or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Together, we're touching lives everywhere.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. Sikuze ukuthi uthini. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Mufundisi wami.
Ncike yenkosi.
Ah, ninjani tata?
Sibulela ugcina khonto mfundisi wami.
Hallelujah. Nakwilisnat as a pulpit in Kakrestu Kama. Hey, Pastor Ray, you have come up with something so very much important.
Hallelujah.
And it Uma sithetha ngelight. Sithetha ngotata onan denominational. Sebe chula befundisa.
Ehen.
Ya sithetha ngotata onan racial.
Hey, madam.
Ya. And sithethe njengoba abona pha ku Galatians now ngothi ukuba ngaba le light now ikhona apha kum ngaphakathi we are no longer Jews or Greeks and we are no longer black or white now when this light is in me Pastor Rika kuhle asisathathi ngoku nge-male now ne-female. No. And asisathathi ngo-rich nangophuwa xa le life ikhona apha kungaphakathi. Is either ibe mhlawumbe u-educated okanye u-uneducated when this light is in me. Ayinayo ayenzi division now phakathi kwabantu I discriminate ukuba kaloku njengoba kuthiwe Pastor Ray njena silukhanyiselo lwehlabathi so see you light now for the entire world meaning that I think about Pastor Ray oil light, but somebody powerful, now somebody so very much important, beautiful, now somebody precious, olapha kungaphakathi, obizwa ngoba ngumoya oyingcwele. I'm just a vessel. Now, just a channel. I'm just a tool. Now, an instrument. Or I'm just a conveyor belt. Am I vumele ilight? Now, engumoya ingcwele olapha kungaphakathi ukuba makalayikele abantu ngam. So that's why ithi kwabe kuguquke umntu okanye kuphile umntu isimathi bangani oguqule umntu. And akusingo bangani ophilise umntu. But the life in me. Azothi umzekelo esazisukuthi umfundisi ukuthi ilight ibonakala kakuhle xa kumnyama. Yes, so ilight ibonakala kakuhle osukuthi omasik umoya oyingcwele kakuhle hle kuba nelight Pastor Raymond iphinde le nto befundisi bam ngumoya oyingcwele without him akukho light kwasesimeni and that's why asothi phaya ku-Ephesians chapter 1 and then kuverse 13 athi pha nani ngoko ke bandla lase-Efese nimanywe nale light nje ngamanye amagama nimanywe noKristu nje kuba wakutshata Pastor Ray kunye noKristu unikwe ilight to see zonke isetesi uthi nimanywe noKristu nje ngokuba nisidlile iindaba ezimnandi now ezi zezenyaniso nezi zezenguquko nazanazamthela awugqiba athi full stop athi ngoko ke uthixo uniphawule now ngomoya wakhe oyingcwele meaning that you have been marked Now, enlightened, wakumamkela umoyo ingwele, wamkele ukhanyiselo. That's why it won't be easy. You can't be easily deceived, Pastor Ray. Unale like, ungeke kube lula ube misled or misguided or misinformed. Kuba uma unale life awuhambi bumnyameni. So not discerning spirit within you. So uyo discerning spirit uhamba ekukhanyeni. So akukhanya ke Pastor Ray akubhatalelwa. We pay nothing. Uze sibe nokukhanya. And we are expected now. Uma singabizinesed ukuze uma siza ethipha ku chapter 6 to Isaiah verse 1 uthi sukuma ukhanye kuba ukhanyiselo luthe khapha kuwe, meaning that le light Pastor Ray ingumligama yamagama lento umoya ingcwele emeko ingumlilo apha ngaphakathi kwamahlambo ethu. You pay nothing. And you are expected to ungabhatalwa nesent ngoba ulayitele aba bantu balayitele free of charge kuba umoya ongcwele oyinelife engaphakathi kwethu sinikwe nguKristu free of charge. Uyabona ke wabanelelife Pastor Ray, you are so very very much dangerous to devil now. And his cousins are going, hey, let me assure you Pastor Ray and all God's people worldwide, wabanelelife, you are so very much dangerous. So to usathana kunye ne services zakhe, when having this light uni unshakable, untouchable, immovable. Hayi Pastor Ray, hayi papa, Pastor Ray, kuleli Nkosi kusikelele,
Nkosi kubusise, Nkosi kubusise.
Hallelujah.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about our light. What is our light even all about? Thank you to Babangani in Butterworth.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right. This is one of those things that we really need to take into consideration. The very issue of our light, what our light is even all about. Now, let me come to you, Sipho. When we speak of our light, let me take a call first. Sawubona dumela, hi.
Tata kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani, Buti?
Ngikhona. Ngathi manje izindaba zemali nje zivukile.
Hallelujah.
Tata, ngifuna ukuqala ngale ncwadi ifonthethe. Revelation 20.
Yeah.
Verse 13, which and the sea gave up the dead who were in it.
Yeah.
Death and hate gave up its dead who were in them.
Yeah.
And they were judged. They were judged each one of them according to what they've done. Then death and hate were thrown into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
This is the second death in the lake of fire.
Yes.
Right. So umoya ingcwele utata lokubuthetha awuthi inyani ubuya khumoya nanitheni ndandithe umuntu nemibo emibini unomoya wakhe ukuphefumla unomoya ingcwele kathixo and lo kathixo umoya uba ngabo bayawuhlukumeza ngulo moya walo mntu uthixo yamshiya myeke dawenza umzekelo u-Adam no-Efa ngexesha bebengakayentwa ngumthuli ngusathane bebephila forever benza yonke into abafuna uyenza. Kodwa kwafika uSathane wathini? Wawutshefa la moya.
Yeah.
UThixo wathini ke? Wathatha i-anointing apha kubo wathi nizafa nokufa. So ukufa kubekiwe nguThixo into ehleli iza kwenzeka. Kodwa bakhona abantu apha emhlabeni abazaba nje ngo-Elijah bavele banyiwe bashiya apha emhlabeni thina ngoba asekho kumoya ingcwele kaThixo. Umoya ingcwele kaThixo ungumoya ococekileyo osulungekileyo ongcwele. Kanti umoya wethu esiwuphefumlayo ngumoya nje o-ordinary ogcine kwanguwo lo moya ingcwele. So iyadesi itshonjalo iyadesi nomhlaba uyadesi yile ndawo esikuye khona ngoku kanti uyabona mzaunzkati ndiyaphuma nje kwipolitiki umhlaba we-organization ephethe ngoku basekukhanyeni kodwa basebemnyameni tata ngoba into abazenzayo umthetho abasizisela umthetho wamadoda alala nayo abafazi abalala nayo nasezicaweni bafuna basiyamkele loo nto leyo ukuthi bekhona into enjalo futhi umnyama wonke obo esihleli kuba into basizozohlala kubo haa sihleli kubo ngoku ngalomzuzu so iyade kulomhlaba sikuwo khona ngoku osazogwetjwa nguThixo khathi namasicinene nedolo yentathu yabulela
enkosi enkosi bhutwami. We taking your calls, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 and you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this matter. Our light, what is our light even all about? When we speak of our light, what do we imply?
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit, yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.